Good morning. It is 9:10 here on the Mighty 690, and time for our update from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Candy Westbrook joins us here. And you had to reach for I know the pens are scattered few and far between them today.
Yeah, I got to have what I always do for notes.
So. I know, absolutely. So still having that slowdown over on 166, 169. I probably know you probably haven't been over to that part of town yet today.
No, I saw it today.
There is still some kind of detours in place, the area across the Verdigris. So if you're on the east side of town again, probably want to take an alternate route. I know folks are saying kind of the back way into Walmart.
That's what we always call it, yeah.
Yeah, is probably kind of the best way to go. That way you just kind of stay around that. Mm-hmm. And then they're detouring kind of other stuff over onto 8th Street. So.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of work going on. Some of it roads, some of it because of accidents.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting morning already. So.
That's right. So, of course, we had just about the biggest week in Coffeyville, the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. I see you survived that.
Yes, it was. You know, what I loved is there was a lot of things that were up in numbers. So, for example, opening up the inside exhibits this year to back, you know, open to the whole community, it was so packed. They ran out of ribbons. They had to order new ribbons. They had to get new forms, everything. It was just a packed place over there at the Coffeyville Rec. So that was great. The Junior Livestock Sale was like packed. That was full. There was something else that they said was up also. I mean, just a lot of activity all throughout the week, just a packed crowd. I don't know on ticket sales how that was. I don't think it was necessarily up. I think it was about the same. But as far as just all the livestock and all the activities and exhibits, just everybody showed up. It was a great, really great week.
Those continue to be very solid, but I think this is the hottest one that I've been through.
I think that might have been why some nights people were like, I think I'm staying home tonight, because the heat was crazy, but a little cooler today. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Poor AC companies out there. I just want to give a shout out to all of them, because I know because of the heat, so many places were down, and you know, I'd see signs up, closed due to AC. We had to shut down here and there. Yesterday the AC was down again, and so I know those companies are just working overtime.
And
so
even the fair office went out, which usually it's like 45 degrees in there.
Yeah, so. And it was like barely keeping up, and we're like, keep the door shut, guys, and everything, because it was just hard. So anyway, shout out to them, and to all of the fair board members and all the volunteers, because it takes, gosh, at one point, I mean, I bet you there was on average 100 people just to make it run throughout the week, you know. So it takes a lot of people. So shout out to them. It was a great week.
Not to mention the city being on call to work through any issues.
Oh, there was constant, you know, whether it was AC or electrical or, you know, they have to put all that time to get the arena ready to go too. And so, it takes a big crew, but it was a good week. I'm glad it's over. I'm ready to move forward on some fall. It's not fall yet, but I'm ready for that direction anyway. So it was a good week. So now we're back to more events and activities and everything else happening. Of course, school is back in session, and everybody kind of getting back into those routines again. I did want to say a big welcome. We had two new members join this past week, and I have two new ones coming next week. But we had Keller Williams Select Realty. And then we also had Logan and Company, and they joined as a Diamond member, which is our top investment, and so thankful for them and getting involved and engaged in the community. So shout out to those two new members. Also, all the students, the instructors, the staff, the teachers, everybody that's kicking off, of course, USD 445 and CCC Ravens, they had their, they call it Aloha Weekend, and seeing all the kids moving in. I mean, I love that part. Just kind of parents helping out. And so everybody's back, and looking forward to all that. Okay, so guess what's up next? That will be the 100-mile sale that is coming up September 10th through the 12th. And you can get on the map right now. No permit required, as I mentioned before. But if you want to be on that big map, stop by the chamber. You can also go to the website, getting ready to put a little link on there so you can find it pretty easy. And the deadline, if you want to be on the map, is September 4th. So that'll be coming up really soon. So don't wait, but get on that map. And when it comes to that week, we will print off several maps to have at the office. We'll also have them at all the flea markets, antique shops. And then, of course, the easiest way is we'll have a Google map online. I love that one because then you can zoom in, go right where you're going. So we'll have that online and get ready for all the shopping. So 100 miles though.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because obviously you don't have to have permits anymore,
right.
But you still want to promote that sale and get on that
map.
Yes,
exactly, 100%. So that's a great way to just to, because when you're out there, I mean, you can just literally just drive around town and find a million of them, but it's just so much nicer to map it out and go, okay, I'm going to go to this area first on this one. And of course, not just here in Coffeyville, but South Coffeyville, Independence, all the way down to, you know, Bartlesville and that whole area. So there'll be so many people. Restaurants, get ready, because there'll be people, you know, eating, stores. While you're out there shopping, you're going to stop in some stores as well. So,
and I know our hotels, even RV parks, filling up for that, too.
Oh, I've been noticing that, too. So I know they were waiting for the fair to be over so they could open that back up for Walter Johnson. But there's two other RV parks. And
but yeah, I know the people will come and bring their RVs for the sale. And they will, you know, kind of camp out here or some of our other communities and just use that as a base.
Exactly.
To fill them up.
Exactly. So it'll be good. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Genesis Food Pantry and to the wonderful Michael DeRosa, who designed and painted the new mural out at Genesis. Has a new look, and it's so, what I love is it's different than some of the things I've seen from him in the past. I think this one's very just colorful and sunshiny, and it's a really good look, and love seeing that new mural on the Genesis Food Pantry. So this Saturday, the community is invited to a watermelon and Gatorade scrimmage for NATO. That's for the NATO football team. And instead of admission, you just bring water or like Gatorade or some type of drinks like that and get to donate them for the team to use throughout the year. And it's a morning game, so you won't have to be too hot. So 9 a.m. at the Phil Kinley High School field, and so everybody is invited to come out and check out the football team.
And what day did you say that is?
This Saturday.
Okay, this Saturday. All right, very good.
So we love seeing when our chamber members support another chamber members, and we did a shout out this week. Thompson Brothers Welding and Industrial Supply partnered with fellow chamber member Designs Unlimited for a custom truck wrap and a large scale tanker decal, because those are pretty good sized trucks. But that was able to help Thompson get their brand out there on the road throughout Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. And just a great example, again, of local businesses working together and showcasing our local talent. So big shout out to them. As we already talked about, Fair and Rodeo. So I was going to mention that. So job of the week is TKO Pest Control. They're looking for someone who wants to learn and grow with a local company. So you can find details on that on our online job board. And I do know we just posted two other jobs as well. So about that time of year where things are starting to pick back up. So we'll be doing more jobs and getting those added in the next week or so. Some things coming up. So the 22nd, we have freeze drying basics workshop with Kitchen 101. And then on the 29th is another workshop with them, and it's the Traveling Iron Bag Workshop at the Stitching Barn. Coming up also on the 30th is the Hillcrest Labor Day Tournament. So I can't believe it's already almost Labor Day, but here it is. Couple other things that are coming up soon. So September 2nd is our next Business Over Breakfast. Love to have you come on out. We always have some wonderful speakers and announcements. And then we have, I brought some flyers, a couple other things that are coming up. On the 19th, the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center is having their annual fundraiser and banquet, and that'll be at the Coffeyville Country Club. Doors open at 5:30 and dinner is at 6. And they are featuring a comedian. His name is Tim Boyd, and known for clean, family-friendly comedy. So he'll be bringing that out and having some fun. Of course, they have dinner, silent auction, live auction, and all of that is to benefit the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center. And then, just around the corner, our next big event is Dalton Days, of course, October, which seems so far away, but it is not. It's just about a month away. So they've already started publishing their calendar of events. I know they've got new bands this year coming, so that's kind of exciting. A lot of activities, of course, the normal, you know, vendors and car show and reenactments. So I'll be bringing them in soon to talk about everything going on for that. And then, of course, that same weekend is the annual Lions Club annual pancake feed, where you get pancakes, sausage, coffee, and drinks for only $8. All the proceeds this year are going to the Coffeyville Salvation Army. And that'll be Saturday, October 3rd. And yeah, it's at First Baptist Church. So that'll be in the morning. I think the doors open at 7, and they'll go to about 10:30, or in case they run out. So, but that'll be coming up as well. So, as I mentioned, I'll be back to talk a lot more about Dalton Days. We also have two new businesses coming to Coffeyville, and so I'm going to be bringing them in the next few weeks so you can meet our new businesses. And I'm hoping to start doing this every month, bring in a new business and let the community know a little bit about people that are opening up shop here in the community, and some other, maybe hopefully down the road, some big businesses too. So we're working on a few things, but excited about all that. And like I said, fall stuff happening again, and CCC Humanities Programs is coming back. And so we'll be sharing details on that soon too. But I think that's all I have for today.
Okay. Well, Candy, we do appreciate a lot of great stuff happening, and I hope folks can be a part of it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. That is Candy Westbrook here with our update from the Coffeyville Chamber. We'll talk with Candy again next Wednesday at this time. Straight ahead, we have a check of beef industry news and more open line on the way here on the Mighty 690.